Welcome to BizHubs. We're entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by Focus Elf. We help entrepreneurs stay on track to hit their goals with unlimited project management and business support starting at just 50 cents a day. Visit gofocuself.com to get started. Yeah, that's right. That's gofocuself.com. Today's guest is Tabitha Thorell. Tabitha Thorell is a wife and mom to five girls who happens to be a speaker, best-selling author, coach, podcaster, and real estate investor. She lives in rural Nebraska, where she grew up and married her high school sweetheart. They have been entrepreneurs their entire adult lives, and Tabitha has a passion to help others succeed. Her BizHub is about finding the good, even when it's bad. So Tabitha, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for that opening. So I know your audience is entrepreneurs. So you heard my list. I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. So I know you guys, you listeners on the other end can relate. But when you become an entrepreneur, you're kind of grasping at straws, right? So like you're right away, you're excited. You want to go impact the world, whatever that means for you. Maybe it's just being financially secure for your family. That was a big takeaway for me. As you heard in the intro, I am a mom to five girls. So, you know, you can never have too much finances for all the needs of girls. Okay. So, you know, that was the first, you know, me and my husband, we knew that we wanted to start a family. And so we wanted to be our own boss. And so as an entrepreneur, I knew what I didn't know, and I knew what I didn't know, what I didn't know. So I needed to hire someone. I needed to hire coaching. That was one thing that I've always done right, is hire coaching, mentors, being in group coaching programs, one-on-one coaching programs. And I was so hungry for change. Like I was so hungry for change, because back in 2019, I had launched my own No, let me take that back. 2018, I launched my own fitness business, and I hired a coach, and she had helped me develop this amazing coaching and nutrition program. I had been coaching fitness and nutrition for almost a decade, but I'd never been in the online space. So I hired a coach. She was amazing. We got everything going. And then it was like the sales and marketing part. And it was like, wah, 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 like, you know, and I luckily had success because of, you know, being in the industry for 10 years. I mean, I just had credibility. And so people joined my program, but then that kind of fizzled, like the people that I knew kind of fizzled. And if your audience is entrepreneurs, you know that like your warm audience, it does kind of fizzle. And I was new to the online world. So I knew that I needed help. And I did what everybody does. You go on Google, you type in marketing and online marketing, you get all this free stuff, and I'm consuming all this stuff. And I have paralysis analysis. It's like, I just can't take that leap, you know? And I knew all the stuff that could get me started, but I couldn't get myself to move. I was so afraid of failing, of wasting money, wasting time. So I did what most people do. And I just consumed more content and was like, felt productive in that because I was learning, but my business was stagnant and it was actually declining. So I said, okay, I'm going to go all in. There was this marketing guru online and he had all these amazing testimonies. And I'm like, I'm going to jump all in. And this was right around COVID. And I was like, I got to do something because the world is changing and I need this marketing stuff. So I jumped in, and it was a high ticket coaching program. It was the first time I'd ever paid five figures for a coaching program. And I was sick to my stomach, but I was excited. It was like that feeling of like excitement, I knew. And then within about the first week or two, I knew it wasn't a good fit. The personality type, the promises, not that he wasn't probably great at what he did for other areas, but I was shifting out of the fitness industry. I was shifting more into personal development, business development, and it was not a fit. And I called him and I said, hey, I'm happy to pay for the coaching that I've done, but like, I don't, this year program, it's just, it's not for me. Like, it's not what I want. And they're like, sorry, too bad. I mean, legit, like they were not kind. And I was like, okay. And so I was mad and angry and blaming and blaming, blaming. But then I sat back and I said, okay, I can either, you know, moan and complain about this, or I can take their program and I can apply it and get success. Like I yes. have that choice. Like I get to decide that after probably a week of complaining and moaning and living in the pity party. I said, I paid this money. I mean, I knew I could do something like cut off my card or do something shady, but I was like, I don't want to be that. I don't want that energy. I'm going to take this program and I'm going to turn it into five figures. Like I have to shift this and move this. I get that choice. Nobody yes. else does. And I did that even during COVID. And so for me, it was about taking something that I was super excited about because I was really excited about the results that other people were getting. And I wasn't getting those results. And I could blame the coach or I could blame the program or I could look at myself and say, it's working for other people a little differently. There was definitely personality issues, but I had the choice to shift those and say my future and my success as an entrepreneur is bigger than my ego, is bigger than me wanting to be right and whatever. And so I was able to what I call eat the meat, spit out the bones and apply that and be successful even during COVID. There were some other things that like I got pregnant with my fourth daughter and that those shifted things, but the success part of it, I could look at that as a failure because I didn't reach my six-figure goal. Or I could look at it like, man, I learned to take literally crappy lemons and you know, make the proverbial lemonade out of that. And that built my character and that built my strength as an entrepreneur during a really tough time for everybody.
I love this, Tabitha. This is how there's so much to take from this. Like, I love what you said about, all right, this was not a good fit for me and I could not get away from it. Mm-hmm. And there's sometimes where we cannot control certain outcomes.
Right.
And it's okay for us to feel the feels and just sit there and moan about it for not,
yep.
just to not say the other word.
Complain, yep. Complain, moan, yep.
Yes, that word. But then we always have a choice. Like what am I going to do? Like, am I going to stay in victim mode or I'm just going to take control of what I can control and be grateful that this happened? And instead of, oh, I have to, no, like I get to decide what to do with this.
Yes.
And then turn it your own.
Yes.
Love that you did that.
Yes. And that's, you know, that's the thing. And I still look back at that and part of me still feels like I wish it would have been differently. But at the same time, if I would have got my money back, I don't know that I would have worked as hard to get the clients that I needed one-on-one to recoup that investment. Mm-hmm. And so I, even as your audience, because we never want to be sold to, you know, we get on the phone with these sales calls for, we know this high ticket program or whatever it is. And we kind of feel like, oh, am I going to be, I don't know. And it's usually you want the outcome, but like the money is the gap, right? We put so much emotion to the money. And yes. so you like, oh, I don't know. But when you look at it, like the outcome is going to be great no matter what. Maybe the outcome is just the fact that I was able to release the money and mm-hmm. I was able to experience the feels of like uncomfort and move my behind in the direction that I know I want to go. Because yes. as entrepreneurs, as freedom filled as it is, sometimes that's our biggest weakness because we don't have someone that's keeping us accountable all the time. And so even if you buy a program and it wasn't all of your expectations or, you know, what you think a 5 or 6 figure program should be, you know, all the bells and whistles, if you say, I'm going into this and I'm going to literally eat the meat, spit out the bones, I'm going to take the step forward, even if it's just because I ponied up the dough. And mm-hmm. it made me move. And so I wish people would look at it more that way instead of the wishy-washy, like, oh, if I invest this, I don't know, is my ROI this or that? I know when I invest in anything, my ROI is going to be 10X because I am going to show up in that way because money makes me move.
Yes. Thank you for saying that. Yes. It's useless for us to invest in something like yes. Like you said, I was consuming all that content. I was learning so much, but guess what? I was not implementing it.
Nope.
I was not taking action. Yep. And sometimes we just wait for it to be perfect.
Yeah. And it's never going to be perfect. That's the thing.
It's never going to be perfect. It's always changing.
Ads change. The online world changed. It's changed from 7 days ago. It's going to yes. change in 7 days. Like, yes. And we've been real estate investors for almost 20 years. Do you think the real estate business has changed in 20 years? Yes, it has. You know, and one of the reasons people don't invest is because they don't have that person keeping them accountable. Like, that's a program that me and my husband are finally launching this year, because I'm like, what is the gap where I talk to these people and they say, oh, we want to buy our income property. You know, we want to invest in the future. We're a young family. We want to do these things. And I'm like, what's stopping you? Well, I just don't know all the things. Da, 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 da. All
yeah,
the
you don't have to.
On the internet. All the, and here's the thing. All the things are free on the internet. You can literally go to the internet, go to YouTube, go to people who are like 10 times more experienced than like me and my husband, and get all the things. What's going to make you move is having that accountability, that coach, that consultant that you can feel certain with. And those people around you telling you like, do this, go for it. Like, and all cheering you on and helping you just like dissect all the words of real estate. Yes. Stupid. And like, go forward with it and have fun with it and bring your family. Cause ours, it's called the Family Legacy Project. Because if you're not bringing your family with you and teaching your family how to keep it and grow it beyond you, what's the point of you starting your own business?
Yes.
Like, if it's going to die in the second generation or the third, which 90% of businesses do by third generation, because they're not taught, they don't teach their kids that, their kids aren't included. So they think, oh, that's mom and dad's work. We're over here. But when you can include the family and you can do those things, then you move. And that's the whole thing. Like, when you're an entrepreneur, it's just about momentum and releasing money and not having such this like emotionally bound energy around that.
I love this, Tabitha. Also, I'm going to add, it works if you work it. Because you can hire everybody. Like, you can hire the best consultant in the world. You can buy the best program in the world. But if you just have it there in your email,
it's but not money do usually it for makes you. People move. That's what I have learned. If somebody pays me $10,000, they're going to actually listen to what I say and move, because they do want that ROI. And the one thing I did learn with that coaching industry is I learned what kind of coach not to be. Because if I have somebody, I'm not saying that we give refunds like through the roof, like you have to work it. But if somebody comes to me and they're like, Tab, like, we're just not a good, especially like 2 weeks in, I'm going to be like, here you go. Because
here's your money
like,
back.
I don't want the headache and stuff. But at the same time, what I did learn with that is if I let people off the hook, sometimes that's the worst thing for them, because then they're going to go back to what they've always done. And what they've always done has got them where they're at, and they're not happy where they're at.
Exactly.
And so like, you know, being that, so you learn all those things and those lessons because of it. You just, one thing I have learned is like, money makes you move in some direction or another. Like, that's why free content's great. And it got me started. Don't get me wrong. And I love to give free content. I have a whole website with all my free trainings on it. But if you're really wanting to move in 2024, if you're wanting to like bypass all these people that are like in recession mode and blame the government and blame everybody else and all the stuff, you know, like if you want to just like fast lane it, then you have to have a mentor, have a coach, be part of a program, invest money in that. There's capital out of there. Like the whole thing, like I don't have the money is the biggest lie, because there is so much capital.
There's money on the floor. We just have to pick it up.
Yes. I mean,
find it and pick it up.
Away. Like it didn't go away. People think like, oh, we're in this recession and all this stuff. Money did not just all of a sudden, because it was 2024, like suck into the earth. Like the people who release it and are smart and invest in the things that are going to take their future to the next level, which is usually like business, relationship, or health. When you invest it in the right way, instead of Louis Vuittons, then your life is going to up level. That's just, you know, it's, but like you said, you do have to work it. But what I have learned over 16 years of coaching, when people pay, they really do pay attention and they move. Like that's going to be my mantra. Like money makes you move.
Love it. So Tabitha, who do you serve and how could those people find you?
So I am on Instagram, Facebook, Tab Thrill. I'm at Tab Thrill on Instagram, Coach Tab on TikTok, new to TikTok. So bear with me, but I have free content on there. TabThrill.com is my website. And then I have free trainings on tabstrainings.com. I'm sure you'll put the links in there. It's kind of a mouthful. And then I have a podcast called What Went Wrong? The Untold Stories of Bouncing Back from Failure.
Awesome. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Tabitha Thrill, for coming in and sharing her story about finding the good even when it's bad. And yes, any input that you put is going to give you the output that you're looking for. If you've got a mishap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One bizhub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you want help getting your business back on track, the Elf can help. Visit gofocuself.com and get started with us for just 50 cents a day. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.